Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Francisco Tijerina, Director, Mexico Division at Logistics Plus. And we welcome you into another edition of Business Spotlight showcasing Logistics Plus. We're going to bring in our guest now, Francisco Tijerina, the director of the Logistics Plus Mexico division. Francisco, welcome to Business Spotlight, and give our listeners a little insight about yourself, your background, and your role with LP.
Sure, yeah. I was born and raised in Monterrey, Mexico. That is a very industrial city located just south of Texas. It's like 150 miles from the border. Over there, I had the opportunity to get an international business degree in college. And right after that, I started working for different companies in the manufacturing sector. First, I was working for a Mexican company, which is in the food processing industry. Then from there, I jumped to a Canadian company that they have some facilities over there in Monterrey, and they were in the telecommunication industry. And after that, I had the opportunity to join one of the GE divisions, the transportation division. So I had the opportunity to work for a Mexican company, a Canadian, a US, an American one. So I had the feeling and on how every company with different cultures work. So that was a very interesting experience. And for my career in that sense, it was the opportunity to be on the other side of the logistics to the one that I'm right now. So at that time, I was working from the customer perspective. It was very interesting to understand how things work with production, understand the reality of the purchasing departments and dealing with the vendors and all that fun stuff. And being a customer, that's how I got to know Logistics Plus. When at the time, as I mentioned, I was working for GE and Logistics Plus, they were taking care of all our transportation and customs needs at the time when I was in Mexico. So later on, I had the opportunity of take a position with LP, and that's when I moved to the U.S. to beautiful Erie, Pennsylvania.
Well, Francisco, it sounds like Logistics Plus is very happy to have you along, and like some other colleagues of yours that we've spoken to over the years, that GE connection seemed to be the conduit to getting involved with this great career with LP.
That is right. Yeah. And looking back right now, it's been a great adventure. So many good experiences and stories. But yeah, for sure, that was. I wasn't really planning it that way, to be quite honest. I saw myself working for GE forever and ever. But when I had the chance to join LP, that was a different environment. It was, again, working for an American company. But I can tell you, a very different one. I wasn't expecting something like this. GE, it's very structured, very square. There's procedures. And, of course, it's from in the manufacturing industry. So it's a different mentality. So jumping to LP, it took a little bit of adjustment, but for sure I was enjoying more the freedom and the flexibility that these kind of jobs provide, because you need to be like that in logistics in order to succeed. So that's for sure no regrets there, and it's been a great story for myself.
And as part of that great story that you just mentioned, you'll be celebrating 20 years with LP this September. That must put you among a very small group of longstanding employees.
That is correct. Yes. Yeah. I mean, the company has been growing so much that we are so many now that maybe the percentage of people that have been that long with the company is not that big. But for sure, there's a decent amount of people that have been this long. And the times that we get together and we talk, everybody's sharing how exciting and how happy we are to see LP getting to the places that we are right now, and all the growth and the different things that are happening. It is really great, mainly because we we see that everybody has been working so hard. I mean, this didn't happen just by itself. It took a lot of effort and a lot of dedication from a lot of people, not just Kirinyiri, but any other city that was added to the family and country. So it's been a great experience for sure. It's stressful at times, for sure, yeah. but right now, you look back and it's a great feeling seeing everything that is happening and noticing, realizing where Logistics Plus is right now in the world. That is amazing.
When you think back to that time period, back when you were at GE, could you have ever imagined 20 years later that Logistics Plus would be where it is today?
Not at all. And mainly because right now our biggest customer was GE Transportation. So all our focus was on whatever GE needed and whatever was happening with GE. Little by little, Jim Berlin was adding all these different offices and different groups that were opening. And that's when we start opening our mind to all those opportunities, to that world that I was outside. And it was, for sure, I mean, it was brave from Jim taking chances and adding all these people in the different countries. So it was something that, again, it wasn't expected. Actually, when I moved from Mexico, everything happened so fast that until I moved to Erie and I was living here, that's when I started realizing the big change that I did in my life and that I didn't really know what was going to happen. I mean, at that point, and I don't want to sound that old, even though I'm a little older than most of the people now in the company, but we didn't have all the social media. We didn't have all these like research tools and all that stuff. So I moved to Erie without really even checking more about Logistics Plus. But what really helped me to decide to take the opportunity was because I was dealing with such an amazing group of people really taking care of me as a customer. They were helping us moving the stuff and delivering everything on time and making the deadlines for production, all that stuff. So it was an easy decision, just in the sense that I knew that I was coming to a great family, but without knowing much about Logistics Plus. So later, that's when I realized, well, this is a very young company, and hopefully I took the right decision, and hopefully this will be for the best. And again, 20 years later, I don't regret it. And it's been amazing on how things have been happening. But no, I mean, it's crazy just to look back and picture myself on like those days where we were sitting at GE. Again, we were just living day by day until we start opening our wings and flying in different directions. And that's been a great, again, great experience.
Francisco, as we've discussed in recent interviews, Logistics Plus celebrated a 25-year milestone last August in 2021. I understand that the LP Mexico division also celebrated its 15-year anniversary of having operations in Mexico last year. Can you share a little about how the division was started?
Yes, that is correct. So LP, as you mentioned, we celebrated our 25th anniversary last year, going into the 2060s. But since almost the beginning, again, because of the GE connections and requirements, LP has been always dealing with Mexico almost since year one. So the experience was there. The opportunity to deal with the country was happening already. That's when they hired me to move to Erie to help with the GE operations at the time. And little by little, we start the same way as everything was happening with other divisions. The world started expanding outside of GE, and we had the necessity of opening our own offices to work for different customers. So that in the beginning of 2006, that's when we started talking about this plan. We tried different ways. Some of them didn't work until it was around April of that year when Jim said, well, you know, I mean, we tried getting partnership with other people and those ones fell through. So he said, hey, let's just do it ourselves. I guess we have the capacity. We have the experience. Let's find the right people to do the move and let's work on that. So that's how everything happened. And we decided to go ourselves to open the office. We took a look on the whole country. Mexico is big. There's a lot of requirements and a lot of opportunities in different states, we decided, and luckily for me, that Monterrey was going to be the place for us to open. And as I mentioned at the very beginning, it's a very industrial city. There's a lot of opportunities. There's a lot of needs logistics-wise. So it didn't take like 2 seconds to take the decision. For me, it was great because that's where my family is. So these days that we are getting busier and I need to travel more, I happen to spend time with my family at the same time that I'm working with the team. So that's how everything started. It was just one person at that time. We didn't even rent an office. The person that we hired was nice enough to let us use his living room to set up our first desk, the computer, the monitor, and then from there, that's how we started. And soon enough, thankfully, things start going well that we needed to rent our own office. And from there, we have been growing a lot, thankfully and luckily. At this point, we have right now about 40 employees. They are spread between our different offices. Again, as I mentioned, our main one is located in Monterrey. We have also an office in Mexico City, and we have also people sitting at the border in Laredo, Texas. So that's a little bit of how we started. At times, a little stressful. I mean, again, we started in 2006, so we have been going through different crises and different situations that affected the world globally. But thankfully, the team has been doing their best, and we have been growing year by year. So that's no complaints there. Again, we're doing good.
Francisco, I've heard a lot of interesting stories putting this program together the last couple of years. But the one you just told about a division of a major logistics company starting on someone's couch in their living room, I don't even know if the word incredible does it justice. What a story.
Now, let's make it clear. It was a couch, but we weren't taking a nap. No siesta. That is just an urban legend. Those siestas don't happen anymore.
All right. I have to compose myself now before I can ask you the next question. Okay, here we go. What sorts of services and projects does the LP Mexico division get involved with under the Logistics Plus umbrella?
LP Mexico, we can say that is an extension of LP Inc. Whatever service that you see that we provide here in any of the offices in the U.S., the same thing happened in Mexico. I mean, we start growing slowly, but in a very solid way. So right now we have people dedicated to the ground transportation. They are doing both the full truck loads and the LTL. We have people doing air freight. We are IATA certificate, so we have that service. We provide the ocean services. We have great connection with the steam lines, and we have really good rates, and we move material from everywhere into Mexico and from Mexico to everywhere. And same thing, I guess the latest venture that we started a couple of years ago was also with the Project Cargo. So we have people dedicated in Mexico for this kind of special projects with the overdimensionals, overweight, and all crazy kind of stuff, working very close to our Project Cargo division in the U.S. and in the world, because we have a very strong presence, as you may know, in Germany, in Belgium, China, Turkey. So our guys work close to them. So we are all on the same page. We are all connected. And at the end, all those projects needs help with any other country, you know. So that's something that we have been doing. Warehousing is also a big thing. We have a warehouse both in Mexico City and in Monterrey. So those services, that's also part of the thing that we're doing. We are learning about the e-commerce, so we can also provide services on that regard. So again, we are a mini-me of the big LP. We do a little bit of everything.
Are there any trends or specific challenges you are seeing with and regarding cross-border trade between Mexico and the U.S. right now?
As like in any other country, Mexico is no different. I mean, we are being affected by economical situations, by political situations, and let's not forget about the COVID. So all that things have been affecting. There's a huge demand to ship stuff out of Mexico coming into the U.S., The challenge that we are facing is that some of the carriers, some of our partners, they are no longer in business, or some of them are just refocusing their business. Instead of working with Mexico, they prefer to keep their equipment in Mexico, in the U.S. I'm sorry. So that is that brings a bigger challenge for us. We got to be creative on how we keep things moving and at the same time competing with everybody else, so we can make sure that our customers, they have always the equipment that they need with the drivers available as well. So we make sure that we can help them with their deliveries, commitments, and all that stuff. But it's been interesting, to say the least. I mean, as you may know, Mexico, we have our own drama with our politicians. So there's always something happening. For many years, it was steady, the rules and the laws. And lately, every day can be a different thing affecting the operation at the border. Just today, I was reading that the Mexican president, he decided to give all power to the military groups over customs. So now it used to be also a government group, but it was more independent from the president. Now he just gave all the power to the militaries to control ports, the ocean ports, the border, the airports. So who knows what I mean? So that's something that we are just waiting to see if the process will slow down, or how is that going to affect the service that we are trying to provide to our customers. So it's always fun. There's always something happening.
And we know, Francisco, from putting together so many of these programs throughout the years, that Logistics Plus has always been very, I think the word that we use a lot is nimble, being able to adjust on the fly to a lot of these situations. And I would imagine that, considering everything that you just spoke about, the Mexico division of LP is no different.
Yes, it is very, very scary. Again, I come from the company GE with a lot of a structure with, you got to be very sure on what is going to happen and before committing and doing something. LP, I learned since day number one that you always say yes, and then you figure it out. So it's, and I said it's scary because the guys that we have working for us over there, they have this training, and sometimes they say yes to things that made me scared and maybe start praying for the best. But with this, with the same style with Jim Berlin, that again, we learned that from him, things turn out to be okay and a success for our customer. So that's correct. That's something that that's the plus and Logistics Plus.
And there you go. I like the company tagline there at the end, Francisco. So despite your role with LP Mexico, you have become, Francisco, a U.S. citizen and remain a resident of Erie. So let me ask you, A, how does that work within your role? And B, how did you enjoy your first full winter living in Erie?
Okay, so you just mentioned winter, and I got to say that when people ask me for how many years I live in Erie, I don't go by years, I go by winters. It's been 20 winters now and counting. So it's when I moved to the U.S., I moved with a working visa. And at the time, I wasn't sure what's going to happen. So in my mind, I was coming to the U.S. I was going to learn from Logistics Plus. I was going to be close to GE from this side of the border. So that was going to be great. I was going to improve my English, so that was going to give me an opportunity to practice more. And maybe 2 years tops, I was going to be back to Mexico. And again, 20 winters later, I'm still here because the story changed. I mean, Erie, I call it home. I like the city. I like the people. Erie, it's a very diverse community. I was very surprised on how many people from different countries and different cultures live here in Erie. So that was a good thing that I really enjoy. As Mexicans, there are always some feelings that you should be afraid of how you will be treated. It hasn't been my experience. Everybody has been very open, very friendly, very welcoming. So that made it pretty easy for me to decide that Erie was the place that I wanted to stay for a little bit longer. Then, with everything that has been happening with Logistics Plus, it made it very easy to stay far from home, far from my country, and again, stay and remain here. So once the third year for my visa, it was just a three-year visa, was coming to an end, Jim Berlin talked to me and he said that they were going to start with the renewal process for the next 3 years. And at that time, I was like, is this something I want to do? And then I went for it. I got the extension. And at the same time, my green card process started. So that was a sign for me that this was the place that I wanted to stay. And at the same time, we were open in Mexico. At the time, we were considering on me moving back to Monterrey to open the business and the office and start growing the business over there. But at the same time that we were growing that side of the business, there are some other Mexico requirements here in the U.S. So it was decided that I was going to stay here, working close to the office and the guys in Mexico. And the rest is history. 2018, I was able to apply for the citizenship. And now I'm an American citizen. Mexico and the U.S., they have a dual citizenship agreement. So I keep both. I have both passports. So that's a great feeling on how I'm part of this great nation. But at the same time, I don't have to cut ties with my roots. So that's been a blessing for me.
What a terrific story. And Francisco, congratulations to you on all of your success. And we continue on. And I wanted to ask you about the differences in how LP employees operate and interact both with the Mexico division and then here at the headquarters in Erie.
Mexico is a big country. Same thing that in the U.S., like depending on the state that you are dealing or living, it's a different tradition, different style. I can tell you that all the places where we have employees, Mexico City, Monterrey at the border, those are very fast-paced communities. They are very used to deal with the U.S. and other countries. I want to say that almost all our employees speak English. So it's not really different when you go over there. It's just like I'm moving from my office in Erie and then I'm sitting over there in Monterrey, but it's the same environment and they have the same spirits. So that's that's a good thing to see. The people understand the logistics culture, the logistics plus culture. So you don't really see a difference. They like to have fun. They like to play hard. Exactly like Logistics Plus in the U.S., wherever you go in any of the offices here, starting with Erie, Pennsylvania, Union Station, the headquarters office, that's you feel the same vibe, 100%, yeah.
What has it been like working with Jim Berlin, who, of course, is the founder and CEO of LP, for the last 20 years, considering this amazing journey you've been on?
It's been quite a journey. It's been, as I mentioned, I mean, Jim Berlin, he has this go-get-it kind of a spirit, say yes, and then you figure it out. He has been very smart on surrounding himself with the right people. So sometimes he is in a meeting and he understands, of course, but maybe he doesn't have like 100% of the details, but he will say yes. He has that feeling that, yeah, that's something that we can do. He just turn around and give it to the right person to follow up. And that's, again, I will say 80% of the times has been success. The other 20% may be tough experiences, but we learn from them. So that's at least, that was a good thing at the end, you know. What I can tell you is if I think about Jim Berlin from 20 years ago, he looks exactly the same. He's hyper. He is full of energy. The ones getting older, that's us. Yeah, we look older. He looks the same.
Francisco, I got to tell you, the story of your journey, not only your personal journey, but the backstory of how the Logistics Plus Mexico division started in someone's living room has been quite remarkable to hear. And we are so thankful that you took the opportunity to come on our program today. as we're close to reaching the end of this edition of Business Spotlight, is there anything else that you'd like to mention or update for our listening audience in regards to your experience at LP?
Yes. Yeah. Something that I wanna just mention is that not just with the Mexico team right now, with the everything happening in the world, there are so many things changing by the minute. There's a lot of challenges, but I can assure you that in Logistics Plus, you will find the support that you need. There's always, you will call me, but I don't have a clue. But let's say something happening with Canada. Well, Canada is not my area of expertise, but I have people in Canada that will be able to help. Or I'm more working on the freight, and your requirement is related to customs. Well, we have a great customs compliance team that will be able to help you. So no matter what, right now, all the people that are listening, please keep this in mind. I mean, if you need any help, just reach out, talk to us, and we will do our best to find a solution to whatever situation you're going through.
And we'll close the program with one final question. Again, our guest has been Francisco Tijerina, the director of the Logistics Plus Mexico division. Francisco, if any of our listeners do business in Mexico or require services to or from the United States of Mexico, where can they go to learn more?
We have our website, logisticsplus.com. That's a pretty complete explanation of all the services. Our marketing team, they have been done a great job on including presentations, interviews, and like everything is available through the website. And at the same time, we have the social media tools. We are on Instagram, we're on Facebook, YouTube. We have very cool videos on YouTube with the different processes. We have a little bit of the history of LP, but also the amazing project that we are working on any level. So that's something good to check out. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as UPMC Hammett is in the Business Spotlight.